This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Irish peacekeepers in Lebanon spent long periods of 2024 confined to bunkers as local tensions flared up, particularly between Hezbollah and the Israeli Defense Forces. Has the situation calmed down since then? And what are the circumstances on the ground heading into Christmas? News Talk's Tom Douglas has travelled to Camp Shamrock to get a feel for the current state of affairs.
John Kennedy, I'm the battalion sergeant major, and I'm from Dublin. I was out here last year, so this year's a lot quieter, thank God. And there's a good bunch of young soldiers here, strong NCOs and good leadership. So everything so far is going very well for us.
John Kennedy's the second in command here and is full of praise for the soldiers in the battalion. His commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lennon, who's in charge of the camp, says the unit got up to speed quickly. The majority of the current deployment arrived here in early November.
We've been training for this mission and for deployment here since last June. And I know some of you were in at our pre-deployment training. And we arrived here, the vast majority of us, in mid-November. I myself deployed on the 4th of November. So we reached an operational tempo very, very quickly. We handed over with our previous battalion, and we currently now are 6 weeks into our deployment. We've fully taken over and we're fully adopting our mission and our operational duties in this environment.
However, just a month after that, troops were shot at. UNIFIL said at the time the peacekeepers were on patrol and were approached by six men on three mopeds. One of the men fired three shots into the back of the armoured UN vehicle. Nobody was hurt, but Taoiseach Micheál Martin says this just shows how quickly the circumstances can change. He also told me he's glad with the local authorities' response.
The patrol and the commander, I think, dealt with that in a very, very professional manner. And that was confirmed by all, all the community leaders were particularly very angry with what happened. And the precise status of those who carried out the attack can't be definitively confirmed. But the government acted very quickly on this case, and those responsible were arrested very quickly, and now they will be will go through the criminal justice system and to trial. But I think there was a very quick response, and I think that was reflected in terms of the commentary to me from our own defence forces. But it does illustrate, as I said inside, at any moment situations can change here and can be very challenging. I mean, you have obviously the Hezbollah organisation, you have the IDF, and you have tensions between both.
I understand six people have been arrested in connection with the shooting, and court proceedings could follow as soon as next week. Incidents like these do bring up difficult memories, particularly for those who knew Private Sean Rooney. The young soldier was killed when his vehicle was attacked on its way to Beirut in 2022. His third anniversary was just over a week ago. Battalion Commander Mark Lennon again.
Private Rooney is in our thoughts all the time. I think with Defence Force personnel at home and here, particularly in the camp, you know, from walking around the camp, there's a number of memorials and a distinct memorial to Private Rooney here. And even last week, we honoured his passing with a very, very poignant service here, which included a charity run, a memorial piece, and a mass as well. And there's members of that battalion who are serving with us, and there's some close friends of Private Rooney. And so it really was the incident that night. Absolutely, it did sort of remind us again of what can happen here.
Over the weekend, Private Rooney was remembered alongside every Irish person who lost their lives in service of the state overseas, not just here in Lebanon, at a memorial in Camp Shamrock. In total, 88 soldiers and one Garda have lost their lives in service of peace. 48 of those died on peacekeeping duties here in Lebanon. Army Chaplain Declan Shannon.
This month, we especially remember and pray for Corporal Thomas Reynolds, who died on Christmas Eve, 1987. For Private John Marshall, who died on December 17th, 1980. For Private William O'Brien, who died on December 6th, 1986, and whose grandnephew is currently serving here on this mission. For Corporal Martin Tynan, who died on December 13th, 1992, and whose son Martin is also serving on this mission. And finally, Private Sean Rooney.
This current deployment is the 127th Infantry Battalion, who began their training for the mission last June. About 360 personnel of the 600 based at the camp are Irish Defence Forces members. They serve alongside people from the Armed Forces of Malta, the Polish Army and Hungarian staff as well. Donegal Man Sergeant Shane Gallagher is among the most experienced members of this group. He's on his seventh tour in Lebanon of 11 overseas tours in total. Sergeant Gallagher's job is civil engagement. I asked him to explain the fine detail of what his job includes.
Yeah, so we would be the link between the battalion and the civil population, and we conduct meetings with mayors, and we establish the needs of the people, and they have many needs like infrastructure, water, electricity, and we help to provide projects with that and interact with the local community. There's a lot of devastation, and they're trying to rebuild from the earlier activities. So just alone this week, we set up a project to hook up a waste disposal plant with electricity. We signed a contract there during the week. We've done an outreach with a football team, and we played with some of our soldiers, and we've done donations to orphanages and to Maroon Arras and Yaroon, some of the closest villages to the Blue Line.
Sergeant Gallagher was first here in 1999. He says a lot's changed, but communication with Ireland is much easier than it used to be, as the camp has pretty solid Wi-Fi these days.
Absolutely, yes. It's essential now. Back in 99, I would have been writing letters home, and you'd have to log in for a phone call and book a time slot, and it's now the connection back at home is way better.
Here's Sergeant Major Kennedy again, in strong agreement.
Oh, well, social media, I mean, like, I suppose before she was in 91, we had letters home, and like, I mean, the communication home, you might get a rear link through the comms in McKee, and you had to speak that over every time you end a sentence, and then you spend your ma over. What are you saying over? No, ma, that changed the ma. You know, it's kind of cracks over. But nowadays, it can be a hindrance as well, but the social media is a great help for communication back home as well.
The Defence Forces says 134 personnel in this battalion are abroad for the first time. Signalman Adam Rooney from Cork and Captain Andrew Dunn from Westmeath are among that group. Signalman Rooney, who's 21, is a comms expert.
Yeah, this is my first deployment. Both my parents deployed as well. So it's a great honour for me to be able to carry the flag keep the tradition going. It's a great honour. Growing up, you know, hearing all the stories and all the memories that they made, I'm very proud to be out here now and to be able to make my own memories and my own stories to tell, hopefully down the line, my kids. And so it's lovely. Loving it, yeah, loving it. Kept busy, but it's better than not being busy. You know, where I work can be full on at times, so It's nice.
Captain Dunn explains his job at the camp and how he's finding it.
Yeah, so my role here is A Company 2IC, so I assist the battalion or the company commander with the decision making for the manoeuvre company. I also am in charge of the administration, operations and training for the manoeuvre company. Yeah, look, it's been great. The camaraderie here with the lads has been absolutely fantastic, and getting into the routine is brilliant. Really enjoying it so far, and yeah, no, it's been great.
Camp Shamrock has its own fire service and even a fire truck parked and ready to go in case disaster strikes. Corporal Michael Mulhall is one of the staff in command of this unit. It's his first time in that role and second tour of Lebanon.
Yeah, I'll be on call 24/7, yeah. We'll have a motorola with us at all times. I'll be the OIC, and then we'll have another OIC, and then four or five other bodies underneath us. It's very interesting. Yeah. It gives us something to do every day, you know. Yeah, it's very interesting. Sometimes we get out to camp and we check through our camps and check all the fire drills and fire equipment and stuff into our camps to make sure they're all maintained.
The unit's also made up of a significant number of Polish Armed Forces members alongside Hungarian and Maltese soldiers, as mentioned. Michael from Poland told us he's well able for Irish humour, having spent time in the southeast.
I used to live in County Carlow, Carlow town, so yep. It wasn't too bad. No big town, but a lovely place. I can't complain. I was like everywhere in the island, so I love Tramore Beach, I love the west of the island, especially Dingle, Westport. It's a lovely place. Of course, Galway.
Is there anyone in Ireland you'd like to wish a happy Christmas to?
Oh, I want to wish a happy Christmas, especially for my best friends, Vinnie Dowling from County Carlow, and for all my team members from Jiu-Jitsu Carlow Attic. So all the best, happy Christmas and happy New Year, guys.
As it stands, the operation in South Lebanon will come to an end on December 31st of next year, withdrawal following in 2027. The government has been clear, though. Ireland stands ready to contribute to peacekeeping wherever that's required.
And that report from News Talk's Tom Douglas. And if any of you are listening in Lebanon and Camp Shamrock to us all streaming us down, well, we want to wish you on our behalf a very happy Christmas too.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.